WVT Fiber, this is Eve. May I help you?
Hey Eve, I got stung. I was going along pretty good. I'm never going to get to that trouble ticket. And I'm stung out here for this. I got a drop wire over, or it's about 500 feet. And all day long, this thing sat. They knew this was an order that needed to be done today. I don't know what this guy's running stuff on Kings Highway for, but I'm stuck up here, and I don't have the drop wire for the footage. Fred said it's supposed to be 200 feet. It's 500 feet, and I've got the closest I got is 400 feet, which is no good. So I
All
don't know
right,
if
so
you can
I'll
take
no
that
no no
for me.
I'll take care of the other one. Don't you worry, Tom.
All right, I got enough on my plate. I was supposed to leave because I
I
have to go get
know.
my. And I mean, there's no consideration. It's just terrible.
It's
Like, this
horrible.
is
I
prioritized.
actually,
The
not to
order
say
being
that you're
set.
worse, not to say that you're worse, Tom, but in between all the shit that I'm doing, a phone call come in. And it was, "Hi, it's a friendly phone call." I'm like, "WVT Fiber, can I help you?" "Hi, it's a friendly phone call. It's Karen." She's, "Karen, I don't have time." And I literally fucking hung up on her. And she's in the hospital or someplace. I don't fucking know. But I get what you're saying, Tom. I will take care of this, okay? And there is no consideration. And you are correct.
It's so sad that somebody knew this was an install today. That at least get, and I had all these friggin' orders to do, and that trouble ticket sitting there. Why
I
would
don't
somebody
know. I don't
prioritize?
know what the hell is going on. It's like, what the hell, what are we doing? Why is this, it's turning into a shit show worse than what it was.
All right. Well, anyway, I gotta go because I gotta figure out from Fred if I can get it to the pole. I thought I was going to go to. I actually started a run to another pole that made sense. And then when Fred finally got back to me, what pole I'm supposed to be on, because it's not like the information we normally would get. Like, I don't have this in render unless there's a way for me to look it up. So I guessed what was closer. And then when Fred let me know what pole it is, that's not the pole. The closer pole is not the pole I'm supposed to be going to. The one that's 500 feet away is the one I'm going to.
Oh my God. And I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because it's this is so sad.
It doesn't have to be. It shouldn't have been like this. You know, I should have been, if this guy should have been notified, listen, this is an order due today. These are the ones, the drop wires we need to address today. I'm sure that they
Yeah.
could intervene in whatever he's
There's got to
doing.
be a way.
They communicate with this guy to say, listen, we got a guy that's like trying to bust these out. This is not going to be good if there's fiber. We say it's 200 feet, regardless what it is. It shouldn't even be, the fiber's supposed to be to the house. But if it was 200 feet, all right, that's manageable. But it's not. It's 500 feet, and it's predictable that our footages are never right. That they're always over what they say that they're supposed to be. That's a guesstimate. Most of the time, they're over what they say, what Fred thinks it is. So here I am. All right, well, I gotta work quick because
Don't
daylight's
you
coming.
worry. Don't you worry. I'll take care of everything. Okay. You do what you got to do. I will take care of your ticket. All right. Don't worry. Okay.
You got it. Thanks, Steve.
All right. You're welcome. Bye, Tom.